Hello and welcome to this next episode of Global Mental Health. I'm your host, Juno, and today we're going to be discussing overwhelm, and more specifically, how we create overwhelm, how we overwhelm ourselves. So what I'd like you to do is imagine yourself sitting in your most comfortable chair. You're there feeling good, enjoying your surroundings. And as you sit there, you notice your mind begin to wander and you start to think about what's going on around the world. You start to have thoughts about COVID. You start to have thoughts about job security. You start to have thinking about the uncertainty of the future. And as you sit there, you start to notice how your feelings begin to change. From feeling calm and relaxed and enjoying the day sitting in your comfy chair, to now starting to feel a bit uneasy. And then you get caught up with your thinking. You start to pay more attention to it. You start to focus in on all the things that are running around in your mind. A number of questions running through your head, all relating to the uncertainty of what's ahead. Even questioning what's happened in the past. Things that have been prevalent on the media recently. And as you get caught up with all this thinking, you begin to become fearful and uncomfortable and start to feel overwhelmed. And then you engage some more and the feelings get stronger and stronger. And that's essentially how we get overwhelmed. That's how we create the emotions of feeling overwhelmed in our body. We get caught up in the scenarios and the thoughts and the stories in our mind of the uncertainty, and we begin to worry about the shape of the world, and we get focused in on what our life will be like in the future, and that begins to feel uncomfortable. It starts to make us feel overwhelmed. And if you remember from my previous podcasts, that feeling of overwhelmedness, if that's even a word, that overwhelmed feeling is telling you that there's a lot going on in your mind. It's telling you you're heading down the wrong path. You're moving away from calm and clarity. And it's telling you to calm down and to return to normal or return to a balanced state. So what can you do when you're feeling overwhelmed? What kind of things can you do to help shake that feeling? Well, the number one thing you can do is recognize that that feeling is coming from your thinking, that you're creating this in the moment. These feelings of being overwhelmed, it's being created by the story and the scenario that you're focusing on in your mind. So once you recognize that, you can give yourself a bit of a break and take a bit of a step back. And you can either allow the scenarios to play out and try not to engage with them as much. You can try to distract yourself and do something different. There's a number of techniques and strategies that are out there. You can even sit there and just focus on your breathing for 5 minutes. Close your eyes in your comfortable chair and just focus on your breathing. Don't try and change it. Count the number of breaths. All these little tips and techniques that you can do to try and settle the mind down again. But rest assured, one thing you can absolutely guarantee is that if you take a step back and stop engaging with the story, the mind will return to a calmed, settled state, and your feelings will return to more comfortable ones or more neutral ones. So that's something to pay attention to, is that when you're feeling overwhelmed next time, what's going on in your mind? What story, what scenario, what thoughts are you paying a lot of attention to? Where is the focus of your intention? And you can take a step back and just allow those thoughts and that story to unfold and finish and come to the end, and you can return to the day. Or alternatively, you can go on and do something else. The choice is yours. The choice is always yours. You can either recognize overwhelm and worry for what it actually is, a thought-generated emotion, or you can continue to see and believe that that feeling is coming from the future, from the scenario unfolding in front of your eyes in the real world. And you have a choice. But the truth of the matter is, it's always created from the inside out. I think it's important to recognize that feeling overwhelmed is normal, it's natural, it happens to all of us. We all get caught up with our imagination and using it to create a world of uncertainty and pain and suffering, and hence we feel that way. And the more we begin to recognize the power of our emotions and our imagination and our free will to whether we choose to believe and take thoughts seriously or ignore them or pay less attention to them, that's where our free will comes in. Will result in you either leading a simpler, more comfortable life, or one where you just continue suffering more and more of the time. So overwhelm is not coming from what we think is happening out there in the world. It's coming from what we think, period. So the next time you're feeling overwhelmed and worrisome, which is perfectly fine and normal, just recognize what's going on in your mind at the time. How are you using your imagination? Which thoughts are you paying attention to? How are you using your free will, your willpower, to decide which thoughts to let go and which ones to latch onto? And as you begin to recognize more and more of that, you'll start to settle into a more comfortable feeling, allowing you to find some presence, some clarity of mind, and then you can tackle the challenges of life from that state. And chances are you'll come up with better solutions from that state. More sustainable, more enjoyable, and more productive. So I'll leave you to ponder on that, to think about overwhelm and how you create it, and also how you can allow the thoughts to pass, how you can allow yourself to settle and just focus on your breathing, and how you can go on and enjoy the rest of your day. So I thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again very soon.